who does that? Who goes away for 10 years and comes back and makes another record? Like it wasn't no thing.
I don't know. I think we're enjoying that it was a thing. That it is a, yeah. is a thing that we were gone for such a long time.
So what made you come back together?
Sebastian emailed me one day and said, hey, I was thinking about our band and it didn't make me want to throw up. So in a much more eloquent way, I read it and I thought, that's crazy. But yeah, it's not bothering me either. I'm not repulsed by this idea. Met up, tried to play songs, and it's like, wow, we can still play it. Next thing we knew, just another record appeared. Initially, we get back together. There was an impulse for us to play shows. And at a certain point, we had to decide, well, if we're going to keep being this band again, we either need to make new music or we should just stop. And there was the desire to make new music.
How was it once you got back in the studio and started actually writing some new stuff?
We didn't write in the studio. We wrote in a tiny little room that was
smaller,
air-conditioned, the opposite of what you desire it to be.
We literally found a garage and an alley that we could borrow, moved all the stuff in there, and got to work.
What was in your mind? What were your aims with this record? Because it packs a punch.
We got about 6 songs in, and then we decided these songs need to go stretch your legs out in front of people before we know that they are Death From Above songs in a way. Because when you have 2 people, it can be very easy to not have as many stages of quality control. Hey, yeah. Sebastian, do you like what you're doing? I like what I'm doing. Well, now that's a Death From Above song. So we did a small tour of the smallest towns across eastern Canada. It all made sense. It was all Death From Above. Okay, that did work.
21. I know personally I can watch Jesse compose and I can encourage him more than I could before. You know, he's like, is this too nerdy and... are we making dad rock? It's like, no, it sounds good. Yeah, do that. Keep going. Play more. Go there. It's fun. The worst thing about music is when people are trying to make it. When they're trying to make it, you will always be doing that. You'll see people that are in their golden years and they're trying to make it. Still trying to make it, you know? But if you're just doing it because you love it, that will never resonate poorly. It'll always be good for yourself.